station and on the app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Ukrainian President Zelensky left a White House meeting with President Trump abruptly. The leaders sparred over the Russian war and U.S. support.
You're not acting at all thankful. And that's not a nice thing. I'll be honest, that's not a nice thing.
They did not sign a mineral deal as planned. So far, Russian President Putin has been mum about the contentious meeting, but the BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow tells us...
You can just imagine the Kremlin leader sitting in front of the television set and enjoying the spectacle of his fiercest enemy, the leader of the country that Vladimir Putin invaded 3 years ago, being so publicly rebuked by the President of the United States and the Vice President of the United States in front of the world's media. Quite astonishing.
European allies of Ukraine say they stand with Zelensky. So what happens now? CBS's Nancy Cordes asked President Trump.
I asked him what Zelensky needs to do now to get these talks back on track.
He's got to say, I want to make peace. He doesn't have to stand there and say about Putin this, Putin that, all negative things. He's got to say, I want to make peace.
The Vatican says Pope Francis had a restful night after a setback last night. Correspondent Chris Livesay reports from St. Peter's Square in Rome.
Medical experts tell me that when the stomach acid is on the lungs, it's like a chemical burn. So a very, very serious setback for the pontiff, already suffering from double pneumonia.
An Illinois landlord is convicted of murder.
A jury has found suburban Chicago landlord Joseph Chuba guilty of stabbing a six-year-old Palestinian-American boy to death and injuring the boy's mother because of their Islamic faith and as a response to the war between Israel and Hamas. The child's father says through an interpreter,
I pray that this loss, this senseless loss, is the last that we will see, that no child would suffer what my beloved Wadia had to go through.
Chuba faces life in prison when sentenced in May. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
It is Mardi Gras weekend in New Orleans. Here's WWL-TV's Amelia Strahan.
Twinkling lights, carnival spirit in hands filled the air as the crew of Hermes, Crew d'Etat, and Crew of Morpheus rolled down Magazine in Uptown.
I love just catching beads and hanging out with my family.
The King of Hermes led the way with over 80 floats full of throws following behind him.
I thought there was maybe going to be like 8 floats, but there's like a lot more than that.
And there will be more parades continuing every day through Mardi Gras or Fat Tuesday before it all wraps up on Ash Wednesday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the low 20s. A breezy northwest wind for tonight, mostly clear, lows around 5. Sunshine and 35 for Sunday. Monday, partly sunny, 44. Chance of rain Tuesday, 46. Rain and snow Wednesday.
Right now, it's 15.
Maggie Dawn.
Have you heard Rojo and Van Orton deny that Republicans are trying to cut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security? I break down the numbers and call them liar, liar, pants on fire, starting at 2.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, profhearingcare.com. And by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, March 28th through 30th at Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. OpenSeasonSportsman'sExpo.com. I'm Dan Small. Today we hear from another speaker at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, learn about a muskie school in Wanakee, and get a behind-the-scenes look at next weekend's Milwaukee Sports Show. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. All 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. And Jeff Kelm joins me from Michigan once again. And Jeff, you're there for the official tryouts for next year's USA ice fishing team. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm a glutton for punishment, Dan. I guess I love Michigan as much as I love Wisconsin at this point.
Yeah, well, and you are in the Grand Rapids area again, but you've got different lakes this time, I understand.
Yeah, it's different lakes. We're actually, you know, what we understand about what Sweden will be deeper water, not super deep, but probably about 25 to 30 feet, and bigger fish, larger fish. So that's kind of what we're practicing on. We'll be in probably 17 to 30 feet, a mixture of three different lakes, and all of them will have larger fish, probably 7 to 10 inch bluegills and crappies in the 9 to 12 inch range.
Oh, okay. Real fish then, in other words.
From the
perspective of...
Yeah, take home and fry up for sure.
Yeah, okay. And what's the format for this?
So it'll be a weigh event, but it'll be a culling type event. So we'll be putting them in buckets just as we did the last time. They'll be coming around, grabbing buckets, weighing them, and letting those fish go. That way we can continue to fish throughout the day. There'll be five separate events, one on Friday, two on Saturday, and two on Sunday to determine the final six anglers, essentially, that'll get a chance to fish, five original and then the reserve, the one reserve.
Yeah, okay, which is the same format as the recent event. You were a team of five and a reserve or backup, a bench sitter until things change. And
that's correct.
Yeah, is that the case with all the teams?
It's not the case quite with all the teams. Some teams do it differently. It really depends on how well the team can travel. A lot of times we have some teams, some countries are able to send a large contingency of anglers and support staff, and they'll have that reserve angler. And then you have a team like Mongolia where they send six people, a coach who's basically spots for everybody. And then there are five anglers, and that's it.
Yeah, okay. And it's an expense, a considerable expense for anyone to travel, gosh, from Mongolia to Michigan or going the other way, you know.
Or anyway, yeah, exactly. And it certainly doesn't get any cheaper.
Yeah, well, now we are recording this on Thursday, so you are looking forward to the weekend, and you will be posting results, I would presume, as you have been on Facebook.
Yep. We'll at least share stuff by the end of all of it. You don't want to count your chickens before they hatch. So, throughout the weekend, I'll certainly know where I sit with my chances, but I'll post all about it by the end of it.
Yeah, okay. And you've got your kids with you on this trip.
I do. Just an odd set of circumstances led to me taking the kids with me, and they'll enjoy some time in a hotel, and we'll get to hang out in the pool when I'm not competing, and they'll hang out in the truck and maybe a little bit on the ice. They're not too keen on being out on the ice too much, but we'll see what we can do with it.
Well, a couple of spotters to be maybe for future teams.
Yeah, perhaps.
All right. How do you go to Michigan to Grand Rapids, because it's right across the lake from Milwaukee, but you can't drive there directly going east.
Yeah, so the quickest way yet for us is still down and around through Chicago. Yeah. Even living in central Wisconsin, it adds almost two more hours going up and around I would love to go around that direction, but it does add some time. And so far, each time has been down and around in Chicago.
Yeah, that's the smartest move from where you are. And that's what I do now, too. When I lived up in Bayfield County, of course, we just went across the north and through the UP, and I loved it. It was, you know, just take a deep breath, watch for wolves, moose, and deer, and stay on the road, you know, because it's a pretty straight shot. Chicago driving is a whole different animal, as you know.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, anytime I can go up and over the bridge and all that, it's just, it is so neat up there. It is so beautiful, and always a great trip. And I do get a chance to do that now and then. But for these particular trips over to Grand Rapids, boy, you'd almost want that ferry to run all year round, you know. Maybe so much easier.
Yeah, for sure. Well, good luck to you and the other, well, your fellow competitors. I hope you do well enough to make the team as you did for this year's competition, and we'll hear all about it next week.
Yeah, sounds good, Dan. Thanks.
All right. You're quite welcome. You know, I'm looking forward to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show. That's next weekend at State Fair Park. And Paul Smith will tell us more about it in just a few minutes. I'll be there all 3 days with Wisconsin Turkey Commander Lauren Voss, the Southeast Wisconsin TU chapter members. We're going to help guests tie flies, and all that's free. And, of course, the Laser Shooting Gallery, where you can shoot at virtual targets there, and for kids and adults as well. And, well, what else have we got going on? In September, I'll be hosting another trip to Ballard's Black Island Resort on the Canadian side of Lake of the Woods. The dates are the 12th through the 16th of September. We can handle 20 people. So if you're interested, visit blackisland.com, pull down the trips tab, and look for my name. And you can call the number there to get information or to sign up. This week's giveaway is two pairs of tickets to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show next weekend at State Fair Park. To enter the drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Leave your name and number and mention the Sports Show giveaway. Well, coming up, I mentioned Paul Smith. He's the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Outdoors editor. He gives us a preview of next weekend's Sports Show. Duffy Cupf invites you to register early for the 22nd Annual Muskie School, sponsored by the Capital City Chapter Muskies, Inc. They're coming to Wanakee High School on March 22nd. I'll be there as well. And Zach Haas is going to preview his seminar at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo coming to Wisconsin Dells later this month. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Hey friends, Mark Zona, host of Zona's Awesome Fishing Show. Mark it on your calendar. The 2025 Milwaukee Sports Show in West Allis at State Fair Park, March 7th through the 9th. Gonna have the Trout Pond, Lumberjack Shows, the Hog Trough presented by Mercury Marine, everything hunting, fishing, the outdoors, bring the whole family. State Fair Park in West Allis for the 84th Milwaukee Sports Show. See you there.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Get ready for the season at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions March 28th to 30th. You'll find all the hunting products and top-notch gear at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Bushlight Trophy Deer Contest and learn from our industry experts. Even trick shooting with Byron Ferguson. Plus, see Twiggy the Water Skiing's Squirrel perform live. Get your discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Prices increase March 27th. Be sure to check out Tecticam, official cell cam of the Expo.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information.
Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Open Season Sportsman's Expo is coming up March 28th through the 30th at Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. You can learn all about it and buy advance tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. And joining me now is Zach Haas. He is the owner of Creek Bottom Land Management. He's based in Eden, Wisconsin, in Fond du Lac County, but he works statewide. And Creek Bottom Land Management provides management planning, food plot design and installation, trail creation and maintenance, and much more, including waterhole design and installation. And waterholes is really the topic of his seminar at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo. His website is creekbottomlandmgmt.com. Well, Zach, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Happy to be back and talking with you, Dan.
We met a number of years ago when you worked for another company, but you were the water guy at that time, and you still are, among other things. You're working on your own now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I actually started Creek Bottom Land Management back in 2015. So this will be my 10th year of providing a variety of habitat services to clients across the state. And so you name it, if it relates to whitetail and turkeys, I do it.
All right. And speaking of whitetail and turkeys, or whitetail in particular, you are out walking your property right now looking for sheds, you told me. Have you found any yet?
Yeah, we found one, but we have not found the main set that I'm looking for. It's actually off of a buck that I ended up actually shooting in the shoulder this last archery season, so I'm trying to find his antlers.
So you did not kill that deer, right?
No, so I hit him back on, I think it was the 12th of November, and he ended up ducking, hit him in the shoulder, and then he's been alive and well, and just in the last couple weeks here, he dropped both of the sides. So hoping to find those and put my hands on them. Not how I would have wanted to grab them, but I'll take it.
Well, and maybe next year if he's still around.
Absolutely.
Now, how have you held that deer on your property to know that that's the same deer that you shot at? And obviously, you've probably watched him for a while.
So I've been watching this deer. Well, I'll be going on the third year of watching that deer. And so I actually took out his buddy the last season in 2023. And what I've been doing, honestly, is transforming this property to make sure all facets of a whitetail's life were included in the land. So food, cover, and obviously, like my talk's going to be at the Sportsman's Expo, is water. So throughout my whole property, I base out to make sure that each deer, each mature deer especially, has all those aspects, and every year I improve on it. And what I found is taking those steps, giving them what they need, I've been able to hold deer longer and watch them actually, create a storyline for my hunting career.
How large is your property that you're talking about?
So this property is 100 acres, and of it is about 80 acres of it is huntable.
Okay, but deer tend to roam over more than 100 acres. How do you keep them there?
This year alone, no neighbors knew of the deer until November 6th, and I had known of him the whole season, all the way through velvet to shedding and so forth. And what I found is knowing that the deer do travel, but also a big deer is also a lazy deer. If he has everything at his grasp, the food, the cover, the water, the does, the security, and you're not being super intrusive, they tend to stick around. And I've seen that through all my habitat consulting and management progress or client properties, is when I give those deer what they need, they venture off less. Obviously the rut, everything's off, all bets are off. But throughout that season, when he's not rutting, that deer was truly calling this place his home.
Now, how important is water? That's one of the pieces of the puzzle, but how important is it?
Water is extremely important, and I even take it into the aspect of even our own lives as a human being. Water is a building block of all life, and when it comes down to it, during the summer months, deer get a lot of their water, which typically let's say a grown mature deer can be about a gallon and a half of water daily requirement they need. They'll get that from forage during the summer months. But when it gets down to the fall, suddenly that water is going away as plants mature. And water has a direct relation with body health. As water intake goes down, So does forage consumption. And before you know it, the deer starts stealing from its own nutrient base, its own fats in its body. So if your water's gone, the food's going to go down. And before you know it, you're going to start seeing a reduced herd health.
So how do you create water holes? Is it simply a matter of digging a hole and hoping that some water will seep in or collect?
There's a variety of different ways. So sometimes you are able to find naturally wet areas. You know, obviously it's one of those things that you got to be careful of that because sometimes you have to get permitting. You know, other than that, I'm trying to find spots a lot of times high and dry, you know, when you're on hilltops, right? Think of southwest Wisconsin in the bluff country. If you don't have water high, they got to venture. They got to use those nutrients. They got to use all that energy to find their water source. So I'm putting water typically one to two sites per 40 acres. And how I build a lot of mine is either with actually synthetic pond liners, or I use like a product, like for instance, like there's the deer pond or the earth pond out there, which is like a fiberglass shell. So I'll go in different areas of my property and I'll kind of put parcels or quadrants, you could say, on my land. And I make sure each quadrant has one of those water sources, whether it's, like you said, the liner, it's a tub, or it's a natural water source. You know, so it's just really, sometimes as simple as digging a hole. Sometimes there's a little bit more to it, but overall, relatively simply to get done on a property.
And do those then fill naturally, or how do you supply water?
Yeah, so a lot of times, like when I'm building a pond, so I'm looking at the natural contour of, let's say, like a food plot of ponds in, and I'll try to get it on the downslope so it is collecting runoff. But what's nice about some of these bigger ponds I create is just the rainwater alone, typically in a normal year, unlike last year, is enough to fill these ponds. Now, if we do get into a season like, let's say, you know, last summer when we went through an extreme drought, then I used, you know, sources to actually fill those ponds, you know, about once a month just to make sure there's water available.
Okay. Now, water has also been implicated in EHD.
Epizootic hemorrhagic disease.
Yeah. What is the role of water in that disease?
A lot of times with that disease, the areas that EHD, the midge, the Cuticotes midge, it thrives in poor water quality conditions. And you know, the biggest reason to essentially help improve water on your property so you can help your herd kind of avoid those bad water quality areas is building an actual ecosystem. And that's where my previous experience as a biologist comes into play. But when you can improve the water health, what you'll find is that you're going to have, you know, natural, obviously, competition there. And the midge, what's been found is it doesn't do well with competition. And when I say that, I'm saying macroinvertebrates, amphibians, reptiles, things of that nature. If it has compete with other, that's to say, you know, people come to the party, and if other people at the party, they're going to either get eaten or they're not going to actually survive. It's very similar to like a mosquito. You know, mosquitoes love those swampy holes that are, you know, disastrous water quality. But as you improve that water quality and frogs start visiting, before you know it, now that natural ecosystem is actually going to help to reduce your EHD possibility.
Okay.
What's cool about the wildlife pond aspect of it, when you do line ponds or natural ponds, is you can also double them up as an aquatic food plot. You can plant different species around a pond edge that actually deer, waterfowl, turkeys all love as well. So now you've made this dynamite thing that all animals are going to come to, and you don't need a large footprint. Whereas, like, let's say a food plot in a woods, you have to open up, let's say, a 80 by 80 foot area. A pond is a very small footprint. So now you can get deer where you want them on your property without disturbing too much on your land.
Well, you'll be covering this and more topics, I'm sure, in your seminar. But if people want to learn more, they can contact you directly through your website, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, Zach, thanks so much for talking with us today. And I hope we have a lot of people come to your seminar at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo. And I'll be there myself, so I'll stop by and say hello. Will you have a booth there?
Yes, I will have a booth there. Yep.
Okay, great. Well, we'll see you in a few weeks.
Awesome. Look forward to it, Dan.
And good luck on the shed hunt.
I'm trying my best.
All right. Folks, that was Zach Haas. He is the owner of Creek Bottom Land Management in Eden, Wisconsin. You can learn more on his website, creekbottomlandmgmt.com. And, of course, he's going to cover this and other topics in his seminar coming up at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo in the Dells, March 28th through 30th. I'm Dan Small, more Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio
online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show is returning to the Wisconsin Expo Center at State Fair Park. My goodness, it's next weekend, March 7 through 9. And you can get more information and advance tickets at jssportsshow.com. And joining me now to talk about the sports show is Journal Sentinel Outdoors editor Paul Smith. Paul, thanks for joining us and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Thank you so much, Dan. Happy late winter, early spring to you.
It's feeling like spring this week, although last week I would have said, hey, wait a minute, it's still winter. But that's typical of sports show season. I can remember coming down from northern Wisconsin, never knowing what the weather's going to be like, and sometimes driving through slush and snow, dealing with storms when we're getting into the building or, you know, being there for the show, and also having friends stop in who'd been steelhead fishing already. So it really is a transition time, isn't it?
I agree 100%, Dan. The sports show has always been in early March, and I had, over the years, grew up in Racine County, and several years my father would bring me up for it. And so now over these decades, I've considered this sports show, the timing of it, to be a harbinger of spring. As any Wisconsinite knows, you could have freezing cold and a foot of snow on the ground, or you could have these sweet days of 50 degrees,
yeah,
south winds and flowing water. I love it, whatever it brings, but yes, it's that time of year again. It's sports show season. You know, we're in the height of it, and here we are looking at the 84th edition of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show. It's the longest running. You know, think about this, more than eight decades of a sports show is really some kind of a history. I don't know anyone who's gone to all of them, but
yeah.
I know a bunch of people who've gone to more than 50, and it's a tradition for many people, including now, you know, for a good number of years, both you and me.
Yeah, I'll bet you've probably gone to about 50 or more. I know I've been to 40, probably a couple more than that. Now, the show has changed over the years, and it has moved locations several times, but it's still an important feature to outdoors enthusiasts in Wisconsin. What does it mean to you?
You know, Dan, it means many things to me. One of the things that I love to do at the sports show is to learn. It's a tremendous opportunity to sit and listen to top anglers, for instance. The Hog Trough now is the venue at the show for the fishing presentations. A couple of examples for this year is Steve Heiding from northern Wisconsin is given a presentation called Catch Your First Muskie.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, I can't think of anybody better to talk about that topic. If somebody really wanted to learn about that and in Wisconsin, I was associated the show with learning because I started going as a little kid, and I was just starstruck by experienced, skilled people who would give seminars. And another thing that it means to me is visiting with Department of Natural Resources, fisheries, wildlife, and law enforcement people. I've always really respected the department and the work it does and the people who do the work. And this is a fantastic opportunity to meet and talk with people, you know, ask them questions, learn more about what their programs are doing. I've always loved the DNR display and associated things. And then, you know, it also means getting involved in doing things. The Trout Unlimited Club club members will be there again. If you want to learn how to tie a fly, they'll show you. You can sit down and do it, especially popular with kids, but you can climb the climbing wall or participate in the air rifle tournament or also archery tournaments at the show. And then finally, you can just watch and be entertained by a variety of different things, including the lumberjacks. You know, it just means so many different things. Not to mention, if you're interested in finding a outfitter for a fishing outing or a lodge, foreign or domestic, there will be people there representing African lodges. It's a wonderful time to speak to them in person. And in this world, I just think in-person experiences are so valuable when so much happens now across the interweb. This is a great opportunity, once again, for the 84th time to gather in Milwaukee.
Yep, I agree with you on those highlights and the deep meaning it has for folks. And I know a lot of people who buy an annual hunting, fishing, or other sports license like to line up and do it right there at the sports show. It's kind of a rite of passage for some folks because last year's license expires, I think it's the end of March, and so you can get a new one and have overlap and not be caught without a license if you go out early in the season.
It's a smart strategy. And the first date of sale for hunting and fishing licenses in Wisconsin is typically that week when the show opens. So you get your first crack. And absolutely, there will be a line as soon as the doors open.
Yeah.
The first day of the show, there is a crowd of people that makes a beeline for the DNR sales area. And they line up and they buy their licenses for the year. That's one of the traditions at the show.
Yep.
It includes me, Dan, because I'm a little bit fortunate and I can pick my time. I usually don't try to get there right at the beginning, but I'll wait until the line dies down a little bit on one of the 3 days of the show and buy my conservation patron license.
Yep. Yep, I will probably do the same thing because I like to collect those stamps. Not that I paste them into a book or anything, but they go in a drawer and you can get last year's stamps when you buy this year's license in person. Otherwise, you have to ask them to mail them to you. Well, you are kind of the chronicler of the sports show, and you've got an article, I understand, coming up in this weekend's Journal Sentinel where you talk about the features of the show. Am I right?
You are right. It summarizes the show and some of its features. So that'll be in the March 2nd edition of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It'll also be on our website. And the sports show has its own website also, Dan, and you mentioned that in the run-up to this interview. People can find a lot of information and buy tickets on that website.
For sure. Well, parting words for people who are coming, what's the best way to see the show?
You know, Dan, it's probably best when they have time. The show runs Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And if you have a portion of your weekend schedule that fits best, I would say come and do that. If you're a U.S. military veteran or active military, you get free admission. We should mention that. And on Sunday, if you are a scout or have a kid or a relative who's a boy or girl scout and they come in uniform, they get free admission on Sunday. So those would be just a couple of things to mention to people about the timing. Other than that, I think that because of the format, there will be, you know, opportunities on each day to really take in what they want. The seminars are showing fishing on every day of the three. We probably should also mention, Dan, that if you've got a kid who is interested to learn how to fish, Greg Karch will teach a fishing basics seminar at 11 o'clock on Saturday of the show. And the first 75 who show up get a free Spincast combo.
Oh, nice.
And that would be something too to fit into people's family plans if they do have an interested youth 16 or under who's interested.
Very good. Well, Paul, thank you so much. I will see you next weekend, and along with, I hope, thousands of listeners and fans and people who just can't live without going to the sports show one more time. Mad Dog and Merrill are going to be there. Turkey Commander Lauren Voss and lots of other people. Starla Batsko, Steve Heiding you mentioned, and of course Mike Mladnick is a perennial favorite there. He does a couple fishing seminars, and he's got a booth as well. So thanks so much. We will see you next weekend.
Thank you, Dan. Look forward to it.
All right. Paul Smith, Journal Sentinel Outdoors editor, talking about next weekend's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show. Again, it's at State Fair Park, March 7 through 9. And the sports show website is jssportsshow.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Get ready for the season at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions March 28th to 30th. You'll find all the hunting products and top-notch gear at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Bushlight Trophy Deer Contest and learn from our industry experts. Even trick shooting with Byron Ferguson. Plus, see Twiggy the Water Skiing's Burl perform live. Get your discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Prices increase March 27th. Be sure to check out Tecticam, official cell cam of the Expo.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. A meeting between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky did not go as planned. The two leaders engaged in a heated back and forth.
You're not acting at all thankful. And that's not a nice thing. I'll be honest, that's not a nice thing.
The meeting ended with no signing of a mineral deal, and a planned press conference was called off. After a breathing setback last night, CBS's Seth Doan tells us,
the Pope is resting and the night was peaceful. That's the latest from the Vatican Saturday morning.
The 88-year-old pontiff has been in a Rome hospital for 2 weeks, suffering from double pneumonia. WWL-TV's Amelia Strahan tells us about a big Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans.
The King of Hermes led the way with over 80 floats full of throws following behind him.
The weekend will be filled with more parades. They will continue through Fat Tuesday, and then Carnival ends before Lent begins on Ash Wednesday. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the low 20s. A breezy northwest wind for tonight, mostly clear, lows around 5. Sunshine and 35 for Sunday. Monday, partly sunny, 44. Chance of rain Tuesday, 46. Rain and snow Wednesday.
Currently, 13 degrees.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Bronczynski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The 22nd Annual Capital City Chapter of Muskies, Inc. Muskie School at Wanakee High School is coming up on March 22nd. An easy one to remember, 22nd Annual, March 22nd. And joining us to talk about it is one of the event organizers, Duffy Cupp. Well, Duffy, welcome back to Outdoors Radio, and thanks for joining us again.
It'll be good to be with you again, Dan.
Well, it's always great to talk to you because this time of year people are starting to think about open water fishing. And in fact, you were at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo last weekend. How did that go?
It was a good weekend. Saturday's crowd was very, very good. And then I thought Sunday's crowd was a little bit better than what we've had in the past. I talked to various other vendors that were there. Knowing what we did in the Wilderness Fishing Game Booth, John up there at Ross's Sports Shop up in northern Wisconsin, he said that's probably the best weekend he's ever had at a show. And it is really that show. Dan has done a good job putting that together, and I think that's a real money maker for the vendors that are in there. And I think they had a record number of booths, so there were a lot of people in that building.
Yeah, well, that's great. I talked to Dan Durbin before the show, of course, to talk about it. And then I heard, as you just reported, I heard from folks who were there that it was a good show. Yeah, John does a good job up there in Phillips, Wisconsin, and I've had him on the show a couple times, so I'm glad to hear that. Well, your event, and I say you because you are one of the organizers, but the Muskie School, wow, it's been going on for more than 20 years now. That's amazing.
Yeah, this is our 22nd annual, and it'll be on March 22nd. You know, it's open to the public. Sometimes people get a little confused that think it's just for the club members, and it's not. So it's open to anybody at Wanakee High School, which is, they have tremendous facility for what we're doing. This year we're offering a little bit more than 25 classes. You get to pick three of them. And it doesn't cost you a lot of money as long as you register before March 17th. After March 17th, it jumps from $40 to $50, which is still cheap at that cost for what you're getting.
Absolutely. So how does it work? You've got three classes and you have to pre-register. So walk us through it.
We like people to pre-register. We do welcome walk-ins the day of. But most of the people will pre-register. You come in the morning and we got some coffee and donuts and muffins for you and a short 20-minute presentation in the Performing Arts Center. And then you go to your first class that you've picked. And then you go to your second class that you picked, just like being in high school again. And then we have a catered lunch for those people that register. And then after that lunch, then you go to your third class. And after that third class, then everybody comes back into the Performing Arts Center and we have our raffle. I encourage people to buy raffle tickets. Of course, we always do that. But the stuff that we have to give away again this year is truly outstanding. And people are always at, well, where does the money go? The money goes into stocking the Madison Lakes because, again, this year, the DNR is not going to be putting any muskies into the Madison Lakes, so it's all on us. And the biggest single source of money to put that in, because we're talking, you know, $40,000 maybe, put those big young muskies in there, is the muskie school. So your money is certainly not wasted. Nobody coming to the school, whether they be the organizers nor the people that are speaking, are paid. Everything goes in the direction. We do give a $1,000 scholarship to some Wanakee High School senior.
Yeah, it's a great cause, and I've been there now just about every year for, gosh, I don't know, 8 or 10 years. As you say, nobody gets paid. We're all volunteers, and we're all there for the cause. Where are these muskies raised that you put into the Madison Lakes?
That's a good question, too. I wish I could give you a single answer. We go and we get them from whoever we can get them from, because that has been a problem with some of the hatcheries in the past 2 years also. If there's muskies available for purchase, the club purchases them, and most of them are put into circulation in the Madison Lakes, usually in the fall.
And roughly how many muskies are we talking? Or I suppose that varies depending on how much money you raise, right?
It does. And people think of stocking, you're thinking of, maybe a 3 or 4 inch fish. We don't do that. They don't survive very well. And I would say the majority of fish that we put in are anywhere from 12 to 14 inches. And a lot of them get pit tagged before we put them in so we can keep track when people catch them. We have guys in our club especially that have the readers. And you go and you scan it over the fish, and it'll give you a number. And then you can get the number to the DNR, and they will give you when was the fish stocked, how big was it last year when the guy, some other guy caught the thing and scanned it. And it gives the DNR a lot of good information in the ongoing research that they do on muskie survival.
Yes, a lot of good work that's done, and all of that, to a great extent anyway, is paid for by money that is raised at this muskie school. So what are some of the classes? I'm going to be teaching a fly fishing class, but there are many, many others.
Oh, my goodness. We've got two different classes that will be in the swimming pool so people can see the lures moving through the water. There's Vilas County. Steve Herbeck will be teaching two different classes in there, and he certainly has a variety in what he's doing. I teach the muskie fishing basics. You've got terminal tackle with John Bett. You've got Steve Worrell doing a couple of classes. We've got fish in pressured waters. If you want to get into tournament fishing, what do you have to do? You've got how do you make your own wooden baits? And it goes on and on and on. And there's something for everybody to really do that. And I very quickly, hope we got time for this. I want to go through the sponsors because we are really, really lucky to have these companies help us out. Abu Garcia, Fenwick, Savage Gear, Penn, Berkeley, MAPS, Daiwa, Finns, DSG. That's women's outerwear. That's Dorn's Outdoor Pro Shop, Chaos Tackle, and Eagle Lake Island Lodge. We really congratulate ourselves a little bit for having such a good lineup of sponsors for what we're doing. And a lot of prizes that will be in the raffle, whether it be the raffle or the super raffle, come from those companies.
Wow. All right. Well, logistically, how do we register?
Well, you just go to Muskie School, that's IEMuskie.com, and it'll take you through the process and do the thing. And like I said, it's $40 until after March 17th, and it's a pretty easy process. Each person has to do it individually, so it's not like you can register five people at a time. But it's a pretty simple process. The thing I will do here on the show is I will personally guarantee that they will leave with a smile on their face because they're going to be amazed that a bunch of amateurs can put on an event like this.
Yep, I've been involved, as I mentioned, many years, and you guys do a great job. How many people in all do you think you can handle there?
We always put the maximum at 300. If we get 300, that would be really, really nice. Last year we had significantly over 200 people, and we always shoot to get over 200. You really kind of never know the way it's going to go. The big bulk of the registrations will come within the next 2 weeks probably, and it's a little bit of a Chinese fire drill putting those things together online, but we have a guy by the name of Brett Cook that does the IT stuff for us. Boy, he does a tremendous job. He's my MVP of the year.
Well, great. Well, Duffy, I look forward to seeing you there. I hope a lot of folks who are interested will sign up for this and do it soon so that you get the classes you want, because some of them do fill up, and also helps the organizers know how many people are coming, how much food to order.
Oh, yeah. We've already hopefully got that covered as far as what we're going to get per plate. And when you come in, we're usually running around like a chicken with my head cut off, but I'll try to find some time to talk to you a little bit.
All right. Well, Duffy, thanks so much, and we'll see you in a few weeks.
All right. Very good, Dan. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Duffy Kupf. He's one of the organizers of the Capital City chapter of Muskies, Inc. Muskie School, held at Wanakee High School this year on March 22nd. It starts early in the morning and runs till mid-afternoon, and you can learn all about it and register online at Muskie School, and Muskie with an I-E, MuskieSchool.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Hey friends, Mark Zona, host of Zona's Awesome Fishing Show. Mark it on your calendar. The 2025 Milwaukee Sports Show, March 7th through the 9th, State Fair Park in West Allis. And here's the great thing. If you go to the show, make sure you register to win a fishing trip with me on Lake St. Clair. Hundreds of big smallmouth, tons of prizes, all expenses paid, but you got to go to the show to register. Again, the 2025 Milwaukee Sports Show. I'll see you there.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
DNR.
Get ready for the season at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions March 28th to 30th. You'll find all the hunting products and top-notch gear at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Bushlight Trophy Deer Contest and learn from our industry experts. Even trick shooting with Byron Ferguson. Plus, see Twiggy the Water Skiing's Bro perform live. Get your discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Prices increase March 27th. Be sure to check out Tecticam, official cell cam of the Expo.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com. Their in-house boat show is coming up March 12th through the 16th. They've got loads of new boats. They've got some leftover 2024 models with great prices, and there are some rebates on models as well. Find out all about their in-house boat show on their website, CedarLakeSales.com. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, ProfHearingCare.com, and by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo March 28th through 30th at Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells, OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can always watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org. And if you missed my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special, you can watch it on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And if you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers we mention on this week's show, you can always listen online at lake-link.com/radio, and you can subscribe to our podcast or download any episode going back a year or so. And our show is also available as a podcast on other platforms, including the Outdoor News website, outdoornews.com/podcasts. Find Jeff on social media at Hardwater Jeff, and find me at Dan Small Outdoors. Well, you may have heard this by now. Deer hunters in northern Wisconsin should be happy to hear that the Natural Resources Board passed the revised deer management units for the northern counties. The DNR will use habitat-based unit boundaries now instead of county line boundaries as they have for the last decade. And, of course, the county deer advisory councils will be working on antlerless permit numbers this spring. We'll have more on that as we hear about it. In other DNR news, people are finding numbers of dead waterfowl in several places around the state, most of them in eastern Wisconsin so far. It looks like the bird flu has reached us. If you find dead waterfowl or other birds, notify your local DNR office. Don't try to collect dead or sick birds yourself. In September, I'll be hosting a trip to Ballard's Black Island Resort on the Canadian side of Lake of the Woods, and the dates are September 12 through 16. We can handle 20 people in all, so if you're interested, don't delay. Visit blackisland.com and pull down the Trips tab, and you'll find all the information right there. This week's giveaway is two pairs of tickets to the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel Sports Show next weekend at State Fair Park. To enter the drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Leave your name and number and mention the sports show giveaway. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. His next performance is Friday, March 28th at the Harbor Table in Washburn. Come for the show, which starts at 4 p.m. and stay for the fish fry. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. Good luck to Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend. Come on down to the sports show next weekend. And be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we hope you had a great weekend. Jane is back. We have another installment of Beyond the Cheese for you. And don't forget, this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
the Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. In the Oval Office yesterday, voices were raised as things got quite contentious between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky.
You're either going to make a deal or we're out. And if we're out, you'll fight it out. I don't think it's going to be pretty.
What led to the chaos? Here's CBS's Major Garrett.
The reason Zelensky is hesitant about an immediate ceasefire is he doesn't want that ceasefire to essentially say the facts on the ground will never change and Russia and all the territory it's occupied and occupying remains Russian. He'd like to have some conversation about that. That's why he's reluctant. The Trump administration considers that to be ungrateful and obstructionist. And that's the big divide.
So what happens now? Our Margaret Brennan tells us that is still unclear.
There's about $4 billion worth of military equipment that's set to be shipped to Ukraine. Does President Trump stop that from happening? It could impact the